Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back.
Hey, it's a Jubilee special, everyone.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, get your Rosie loves it. Rosie is loving the Jubilee, everyone.
Don't.
It's her favourite. Get your Jubilee stuff in.
Right, stop.
I hope you're all out. I hope you're having a lovely Jubilee weekend or week or month or whatever it is. And I hope you've got all your Jubilee hats and shoes and stuff and all of the stuff to make sure the Jubilee celebration is a great one.
Right, for stop you.
Now. I don't know what's going on either,
right,
if
okay.
I'm honest with you.
Listen, I'm really happy. It's the Queen has been in reign for 75 years or 70, not sure which one.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. brilliant. Yeah. Why has it been going on for about 6 weeks?
People have been asking me what I'm doing for the Jubilee. Oh. For about a month now, and I don't know when it is. And all I know is that Rafe's nursery's closed on the Friday. Or whatever.
The Thursday
on
the weekend, and the Friday.
The Thursday and the Friday. And every week we've been freaking out going, oh, it's closed this week. And it's like, no. Oh no, it's in a couple of weeks' time. And yeah, it's been on the telly for a bit, but then it's not yet. It's like later.
Well, something happened a few weeks ago.
I don't know what's happening.
Something happened when they were driving around in the cars and all that. And I was like, oh, it's the Jubilee.
Yeah.
And I was wrong because it's something else.
Something else.
So well, I think it might be today. So the
day
Friday,
of this podcast coming out.
I think it might be today.
Mrs.
Or yesterday.
Yeah, good.
No idea.
Well, I'm glad. And I nearly said Mrs. Elizabeth. What I actually mean is Your Majesty, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are. Congratulations.
It's nothing against you. Not, I just feel like everyone else is really
blown
out.
Stop banging on about it. Massive congratulations to the Queen. All the respect in the world. Everyone else. Fucking rein it in, man. How are you? Like,
I think they're
Christ.
Just happy to have a few days off work, which I totally understand.
And the couple of years we've had as well, you know, it's nice to be celebrating stuff again.
But you know, places have like sold out of red and white and blue bunting.
Brilliant. Who's buying bunting? What are you doing?
Well, a girl from school,
great.
One of the moms from school,
yeah.
They're having a street party.
Of course they are.
Her job was to buy the bunting, right? So the bunting got delivered. Listen to this, though. The bunting got delivered,
right.
And the post driver, what's he called? The delivery driver. Put it in the recycling bin, right?
Right.
She didn't find out. The recycling went out.
Brilliant.
The button got taken away.
Why am I freaking out that it might have been in some plastic that wasn't recyclable as well?
It probably was, Chris.
Oh,
honestly,
well,
double whammy. Oh. So then she was like, I need to get some more button. It's been one job for the street party. Sold out.
Well,
so she has not got any button for that street party. And she'll be shunned in that street. And I hope she's all right.
How can we even tell there's a party if there's no bunting, Carol, for fuck's sake?
Yeah.
Don't know what her name is, just guessed at Carol.
To be fair, it's all come back round again, because that was a thing of the days gone by, wasn't it? The good old days.
Street parties.
Like what my mum talks about, there used to be street parties.
Yeah.
No, that'll be not the crowning, because that was years ago. My mum wasn't alive.
Great.
So what did they have? They had a big street party one year.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Are you talking about the poll tax riots?
No.
I'm joking, I'm winding up.
Not that one. What
don't
was
know.
The street party for? The
oh
massive,
my God,
no,
I don't
there was
care.
A huge one where everyone had a party in the 60s or something. Anyway.
Brilliant.
So
was it probably when we won the World Cup?
No, it was something to do with the royal family.
Right, okay.
We're going to sit with my Kate for a barbecue.
Yeah,
so we are
barbecue.
Doing something. So when someone asks now if you're doing something for the Jubilee, we're going to a barbecue.
People have been asking us for ages. I don't
got
know.
Got to drive,
I
so can't have a drink.
On. Yeah, well, you do.
Excuse
I will be
me?
Mr. Steeman.
No. The rule, my family, I drink.
They're my family as well, by
the
wedding.
They're not actual
through
real
marriage.
Family. You can't go, don't, excuse me.
If anything, right, they're more my family than they are yours because I chose them. You were just born into them. You had no say in it. I specifically chose to marry into them.
All right, we'll see how that works out with you, with the royal family, on the Jubilee.
Why?
I think you'll find that blood is thicker than water, Christopher.
Right, okay.
Actually.
So it should have been incest, is what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore, to be honest with you. All I'm saying is, we'll have a chat on the day about who's having a drink.
And I love a street party, because you know everyone's house is empty because they're out on the street and you can go and burgle them. So
Great. That's
what I'm going to be up to today.
Oh.
When I just, quote unquote, nip to the shops, I'm actually just...
You're on the rob.
Nicking stuff from the neighbours' houses.
Brilliant.
So watch out. He's dangerous.
Watch out. Ramsay's about.
Jubilee villain. Get me Jubilee jewels.
Happy Jubilee.
Oh, God. Jubilee jailbird. Now, guys, thank you so much for listening. Whatever you're doing, if you're celebrating the Jubilee, if you finished celebrating the Jubilee, if it's just another fucking day of the week to you, either way,
don't mean to be negative. It's just been very confusing. Because I've had so many emails, 30% off.
You were talking about that today. You hit the nail on the head. When places jump on the bandwagon of something, do you know what I mean?
Celebrate the Jubilee, here's 30% off.
Yeah,
great. I mean, I'm not complaining, but at the same time,
I know it's companies where you just go, why have you? You've got nothing to do with this.
Absolutely,
do you know
nothing.
What I mean? Like, hey, you want to buy a red dildo? Get a red one, a blue one, and a white one, free for the price of one at JubileeDildos.com. Hey, come on, everyone, get your Jubilee dildos. Come on, man. We get it. But yeah, look, whatever it is, I hope you're having a lovely weekend. It is episode 170.
Oh,
thank you so much for coming back, you wonderful people. It's getting silly now, isn't it?
Oh,
it's getting bloody silly.
I'm sick now.
It's getting bloody silly. But thank you so much for coming back, you wonderful, wonderful people. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor, you see, we've gone all British with the Jubilee.
Yes.
Right? This week's sponsor, French. Right?
Right.
This week's sponsor is... Croissants. Fucking bullshit.
Why?
Absolutely rubbish.
Oh, I love a
big
croissant.
I know you do. There's some in the cupboard, because I know whenever someone's going to come and stay, you buy some and put them in the cupboard because you think you're French and you think you're showing off. You're pathetic, right? Whenever I open that cupboard and I see a box of croissants, I go, right, who's coming? Someone's coming round here now.
Right, well, I normally do that, right? Because I like to have a little pan au chocolat. Little croissant in for guests. But genuinely, I'm sick of giving my kids the same things for breakfast.
Right.
So I thought I'd surprise them with a
half-term. What have they done? What have those children done to deserve a croissant?
They love a croissant.
They're
it's
the worst.
Term. It's
they
nice.
Are the worst. A half-term. Here's your half-term treat. Croissant.
You know that you only get Cocoa Pops
and
special treats on a half-term.
Just half of the croissant stays on the plate. You can't really eat the full thing because it just falls apart.
It's very flaky.
It's brittle. Right? They're rubbish. Right? How can it be so greasy to the touch yet have zero taste?
Have you ever seen one being made?
No.
The amount of butter that goes into a croissant.
But they don't taste of anything.
Yes,
and then
they do.
They're
taste
impossible
delicious.
To butter. They're impossible to butter. It's impossible to get jam on them. You've got to rip them open. The only way to eat them without having to get the fucking Hoover out afterwards is to eat them over the sink in one go, dry, like an apple.
Have you ever had one fresh out of the oven?
No.
That's what I do with mine. I heat them up.
So it's more flaky. Get the Hoover out. Waste of time. They're rubbish.
Oh, I know.
And
I've
love
honestly,
them. And I'm sick
of them. I completely disagree.
I might have to ban them from the house.
You can absolutely.
I'm said it now. I'm going to have to ban them.
All right then.
As the man
Mr.
of the house.
This. Oh, God.
Did he hear her? She actually yelped.
Man of the house.
Look at hey. Seeing this?
What?
Is me foot in the air? See me? I'm holding me, guys, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding me foot in the air.
Aye.
You ready for it to come down?
What's that for?
I brought my foot down.
You fucking
I've put
wish
my foot
you
down.
Had that authority in this
I accidentally kicked my water bottle over, so I'm just going to have to quickly tidy that up as well.
Good.
It's all right, it's a Peloton squeezy bottle.
Don't get above your station. You'll not see that Peloton again.
Hey, don't you ever. Don't you ever.
Oh, Rafe had a Stanley knife. And he slashed metal the
bike.
Tires.
There's no tires on it. It's not a real bike.
Slash some ink.
Stupid. Croissants are rubbish. Stop buying them.
Never.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Jubilee special.
It's not a Jubilee special.
It's Jubilee special. It's nothing you do. Yeah. God's here, great. Right, Howie, that's going to be painful. That's going to be painful for both to do stuff like that. And that was that Superman tune you just did?
I don't know.
Superman, yeah.
Is that British? No.
American, no! Nothing British about
can't
it.
Wait. I can't wait for the boys to watch all them old films.
Right.
Superman. Do you remember Supergirl? That was really good.
Really?
Yeah, well, I liked it.
A series or a film?
It was the film.
Oh, wow. No.
You never seen
not
fam- it?
No, I'm not familiar with that at all. I thought, because the Supergirl series on now on Sky, I think.
No, I'm sure it was called, it wasn't Superwoman, it was Supergirl.
Wow.
Because she was quite young. And there was a scene with spiders in. I used to watch it all the time.
I love it when you half remember a film.
Always half remember a film.
We're watching Stranger Things at the moment, and there was a scene, as we're watching it, the most recent episode, there was a scene where they zoomed on a door handle as they put a key in.
Put the key in
and you went, and guys, it was painful. Rosie went, that's the door handle they used in all 80s films. I remember it. I remember that door handle. They've copied that exact door handle. And then she turned to me, right, in the sitting room. She paused it. She pauses it for these thoughts, by the way. We don't have much time on my hands. She paused it and she turned and she went, what's that one, man, where he's on a diving board? Is it E.T.? And then she stopped talking and then she pressed play again. And I had to sit with that in my head for the end of Stranger Things. Painful. Painful.
You're horrible.
The
you
stuff
are,
you pause it
honestly,
for.
Honestly, you're horrible.
That's what? The door handle.
Right, well, what film? Well, I'm sorry, you did film and media.
Yeah.
Oh, uni,
oh yeah.
They've done it deliberately to trigger these sort of thoughts in people.
Yes, it's obviously, they do homage to many things. It's an 80s move. It's 80s.
Right, well, what film is it when he's on the diving board?
I don't
board?
Know how to answer
that. Is it E.T.? Is there a scene when the kid's on a diving board?
What do you mean with the kids
on
a diving
board? Oh, there's a film that I used to watch as a kid, which is so 80s slash early 90s, that it's like, I can't remember what it is.
And he's on a diving board.
Oh, give us 1 minute.
No, I can't. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you're not. Oh, fucking hell. Here comes some more classic thinking.
No, I'm not staying.
Kate, what's that film that we used to watch where there was a door handle?
No, she'll not really remember the door handle, but she might remember the diving board.
Fuck me, here we go.
It's going to do me head in.
Kate, I know you listen to this, and I'm sick of having to ring you for bullshit. Sick of it.
Hello?
Hello, it's me. Just dead quickly.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing the podcast. Right, when we were little, and it was like an 80s film, which one is it when the young lad's on a diving board?
Jesus.
Oh,
No.
Oh, Neverending Story.
Neverending Story. Oh, I love you so much. Yes, you're amazing. I knew that you knew that. I knew you'd know that. Right. Look, two minds.
Wow.
Right, love you.
I know everything. I know everything. Love you.
Love
bye.
You, bye. Fucking love her. I knew she'd know that. See what I mean?
First of all, it's one mind, not two minds.
Right.
What does this prove?
Just that it was an 80s film. Never ending story.
But what does this prove?
Might be 90s, I don't know. I'm going to Google it. Oh, no, don't. I think it was
80s. I think it was 90s, you know.
Oh, shit. Right, never. They still have the same doors. Right, Never Ending Story 2. Went, 1990? Oh, shut up.
There we go.
Shut up.
Hold on. Was it not number one, 1984? Never Ending Story, 1984.
Hang on.
It needs the door handle. The door handle from the Never Ending Story. Fuck me.
Never Ending Story 2, boy on diving board. Yeah, he gets scared
in
at the top
two.
Of the diving board in the second one. See, I do know some stuff. That was...
So, again. Yeah. Me point isn't that. Me point is that you paused Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Then you not just paused it, made us rewind it and look at this door handle, which is, by the way, for everyone listening, it's the silver
wooden
circular doorknob
door
with the key in the middle bit. Some hotels have
got
them.
Been loads of films where they've tried to open it in a hurry and they can't open it, and it's just stuck in my mind.
Yeah, it's the iconic door handle.
But
yeah.
I think they did that deliberately to pay homage.
Why was there a door handle at the top of a diving board?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that sparked a memory of all them sort of films.
Great.
And then the film that I came to in my brain was obviously Neverending Story 2. When he's on the diving board.
It's very much like a little pinball machine, your brain, isn't it?
It is, but
the ball fires in and just boom. I'm torn here with the same brush. I'm torn here with the same brush. Fuck me.
Yeah. Wow. Good film, that.
Oh, yeah. Great.
First one's probably better, actually.
Yeah. So it's exactly like this bit that we're doing now, actually, the never-ending section.
Yeah. Well,
we're Babadoo Bar right now.
Okay. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now, just quickly, we're not going to talk about this a lot because this is the podcast, right?
Yeah.
We're peddling too much shit right now and I can't keep up with it, right?
Okay.
So we're going to do a really quick section now.
Okay.
TV programme, Monday night, 9 o'clock, BBC Two. Going quite well. Really enjoyed it, the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show.
Loving it.
We've just put a new tour on sale.
2023 Arena Tour. Yeah. Half, over half sold out already. Get on that quickly.
Can't wait to see. You kept the ticket prices the same?
Yeah, we kept them reasonably low as we could, as close as possible. Because as soon as people start doing arenas, you see them charging bloody 60 quid and all kinds of shit.
We want everyone to still be able to come. Want to keep it affordable. Hashtag.
Don't try and invent a hashtag.
What?
Hashtag what?
Cheap.
Cheap. Yeah. I think everyone would agree. Cheap. Yeah, yeah. I think everyone, in every sense of the word.
Yeah. And I think that's about it. Oh, we're up for... Oh, my God, we're up for an NTA.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, we're up for an NTA award. Oh, God, if you could vote for that, that would be amazing, guys. I know we always ask if we vote for stuff, and we're really sorry, but let's be honest, apart from the odd ad that you have to skip, this is completely fucking free every single week for 170 bastard episodes, plus the little ones we do when we're on holiday. So please.
And we've never been the National Television Awards.
We've never been. We said we'd never go.
It would be quite cool to go.
I'm not going if we don't get shortlisted.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going. If we get shortlisted... So if everyone vote, we're on the long list now, guys. If you all vote, we'll get shortlisted. We'll go. I'm not going because I was on the long list to sit and look at all the people on the shortlist.
I just feel
sad.
I'll only go, to be fair, only because I do not like red carpets and they're having to choose something to wear. It really stresses us out. So if we are shortlisted, I will go, but I'll have a panic attack at least 3 weeks beforehand.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
And probably wait until the night before to choose something to wear.
What you'll do is you'll do the normal thing you do. You'll do the thing where you go, should I do? Because I'm like famous. Should I do the thing where I will get like a stylist? And that's what people do, isn't it? Mm. And you'll get about three stylists and people do your hair and everything. Then on the day, you'll pick something from the back of the wardrobe that you've had for 10 years, do your own hair and makeup, and then we'll turn up and you'll go, I don't know what I was bothered about. And I'll go, fuck. Can kill me now.
Doesn't sound like
me. Look forward to that. Please vote.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Right. Ladies, for oh, she's got, whoa, where are you gone?
Oh, I forgot that I've got evidence to go with my beef.
You've got evidence? You've recorded something?
Maybe.
She leant over to pick her phone up off the floor, for fuck's sake.
Possibly.
Oh, God. Right.
I haven't actually listened to this since I did it.
Right. Do you want to go first then?
I can do, yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, because I've got two possible beefs. I've got one that I wrote down and then I've got one that happened just before we're about to come and do this.
Okay.
So I'll see the severity.
All right. I don't know if this is going to come across in the recording, okay? But whenever we're in a taxi, especially a black cab, you shout to the taxi driver.
Because they've got a screen?
I know, but it's horrible. I have to sit next to you and the whole way... 40 minutes we were in a taxi in London the other day and you were chatting to the guy who was dead lovely. You shouted the whole time. But they've got a little speaker in the back. You don't need to shout, I don't think.
But they shout.
They can hear you. He was not shouting. But I recorded you a little bit. You actually hear, it's quite embarrassing. You tell them about the show.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if it's going to come across that you're shouting.
Spy. It's like living a spy.
See if you can tell that you're shouting or not, okay? Great. You might not be able to, but I knew you were shouting. Are you ready? Hang on, yeah.
Their beef is with their partner, why they're annoyed at their partner, and we get them to stand up on the show and say why they're annoyed at their partner, and we don't know what it is. The production team have already spoken to them and got whatever the beef is and told them where the people are, but we don't know what they're about to say, so it's all quite fresh on the night. It's really good fun, and then we've got this game at the end. It goes around.
Right.
We'll get three couples on, and each of them have brought something that their partner loves but they hate.
Why are you
of. So the audience vote and we destroy one of them each night.
Now, right.
It's really good.
He doesn't...
Relationships are just interesting.
Everything is relationships.
Yeah. Now, get off. Get off. Right. Listen.
Everything is relationships.
That's annoying because me and him were talking about how relationships are basically the cornerstone of comedy and entertainment, and you've made me sound like a right twat there. You've made it... He would not fucking stop asking us questions, and you've somehow recorded the bit where I gave him... I gave in.
I mean, basically, you're pitching the show
to the taxi driver. You can't... Especially black cabs in London, right? You cannot sit in silence and give them one-word answers because the next time someone gets in, they will turn around and go, I had that Chris Ramsey in. He was a fucking miserable prick. I've had a whenever I get in a car after anyone famous, I always get told how much of a prick they are. So I've got to do a fucking gig for the taxi driver.
I mean, now he's going to be like, I had that Chris Ramsey in. Honestly. He was obsessed about his TV show.
He was asking, you're a dickhead. You've stitched me up right royally here because he was fucking, he was asking so many questions.
He was like a journalist in an interview.
Yeah, I felt like it was in an interview.
I was so tired. I just kept quiet.
You were hungover, you.
I was a bit hungover. But you do, you shout. You can't really tell when we got further along. But I'm like, I'm right there next to you.
Well, I didn't want to go.
Can you stop shouting? Because there's microphones and you'd be able to hear.
Right. But he sounded like he was shouting.
I don't think he was.
I think
he was. He's on a mic. You just don't. I'm just saying you don't. In future, right. I don't think you need to shout so much in a cab. Grander.
Okay, grander.
Okay. All right.
My beef with you is, right, now I've got two. I've got one that I had written down, pre-planned, right, which is I do find it very irritating. But one that you did just as we were downstairs. Hey, I'm gonna go with the one. No, do you know what? I'm gonna go with the one that was already written down because it has been doing me head in.
I was gonna say, what have I just done? Literally.
Do you want to tell you that as well?
What have I done?
So I'm wearing a blue jumper today. Oh. So I'm gonna do two beefs considering you recorded something. Wow. I'm wearing a blue jumper, and just in the kitchen there, you turned to us and you said, "Jumper's nice."
Mm-hmm.
And then you went as if it pained you to say that my jumper was nice.
Try and be funny.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. And then you said, which I remember quite clearly, that blue colour suits you better than the standard mustard or burgundy that you always try and buy that makes your skin look awful.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
Just trying to tell you the truth. I hate burgundy and hate mustard.
There's ways of telling someone something.
You suit that blue. You really suit it. Set off your eyes.
Right. Okay.
Honestly, rip it off you.
Okay.
And I won't.
But my actual... I know you won't. Bloody expensive, this jumper. Now, my actual beef with you is, and I'm starting to do my head in now, right?
Mm.
Mine and Robin's little thing is we go on a night when it's time to go to bed, right? Just before bed, we'll go into the living room, I'll do him a little bowl of cereal, and we'll watch you being framed.
Yeah.
We love watching you being framed, right? He watches it, obviously, just for the falling over and stuff. I watch it for the falling over and stuff and for Harry Hill's jokes because he's very, very good at narrating the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will come in and watch it a little bit and literally scream when someone hurts themselves. It's fucking awful. Like yesterday, I turned away and both of our kids were in the room at this point. We watched it earlier in the day for some reason yesterday. And Rafe was walking about and I thought, oh, he must have fallen over and hit his head off the mantelpiece because you were like, I can't. I went, what the fuck's the matter with you? And you were like pointing at the telly because someone had fell on a barrier. I was like, what the hell's the matter with you?
They went on the thing. What's the barrier thing?
So it was like it was almost like a central reservation barrier thing, and a guy
like
runs and he puts his hands on it to do a flip over it, and he goes to do the flip and he doesn't spring off with his hands, so he just ends up basically doing a handstand on it, then landing on it flat on his back.
Landed right in the middle of his back. It was awful.
Yeah, but it's beautiful to enjoy because it's his fault. Someone didn't run up and hit him with that.
No, I know.
He did that to himself. That's why it's so funny.
But it just makes us feel ill. Right. Watching people
no
hurt
need
themselves
to scream
makes us feel
in
ill.
Your own house while it's happening.
Excuse me. I will scream in my living room if I want to scream.
We have
I think
to live
you'll
there
find
as well.
We half all the bills now, Ramsay. Right? We never used to. Right. And sometimes I used to think, oh, well, I mess my behavior. You can fuck off. Because I pay half this mortgage. I pay half everything, right? And I raise them children and I do my bit. So if I want to scream in my living room, I'll have a scream. All right? All right? Eh?
You still don't have you still don't have any croissants.
I'll buy a second kitchen and I'll make all the croissants. I'll start a croissant factory, actually, and I'll sell Rosie's croissant.
Horrible.
I'll learn French as well.
You absolutely won't do that.
Je m'appelle Rosie's croissants.
My name is Rosie's croissants.
Yes.
Yeah?
Would you like to buy some croissants?
She's just doing the accent.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public. On the Queen's Jubilee.
You better Jubilee special. It's time for Jubilee questions from the public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid/jubilee at... it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com/jubilee. It's not. It's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. So there you go.
Oh, apologies if that last bit was a bit shouty.
Yeah,
I did get a bit shouty.
You got really shouty there, didn't you?
Yeah, but I just don't like being told when and where I can't scream in my own house.
Just rein it in. Rein it in. It's
never.
TV show can't hurt
never!
You.
Never!
It's a TV show.
You know who you married.
You know who you married. So that's why I'm loud in taxi. Stop telling me what to do. Hypocrite.
Touché. Right. So I'm going to start off with an ick. Because we have been sent so many icks.
Love icks. They're really...
So many good ones.
I love them. They're just so enjoyable and such an insight into people's sort of psyche to see what turns them off.
It's kind of like a beef though, because some of them I've got are people with in relationships.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an irritating beef.
But an ick, the beauty of an ick is it seems to just sort of dilute any sexual attraction that they have.
Yeah.
And that's what's so nice about it. It's not just an irritating thing. It's just like, ugh. The one I still can't get over is picking up a table tennis ball. I still can't get over it.
Well, chasing it.
I still can't get... Yeah, chasing a table tennis ball, trying to pick it up. I still... Because it's so good. Right. It's so right.
Right.
Come on then, what's this week?
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just a quick ick for you both.
Quick icks? Oh, it's time for quick icks. Quick icks, quick icks, quick icks.
No, I did. I had a song,
quick,
didn't I?
Quick icks, quick... I've got a new one. Quick ickity icks. Quick icks, quick icks, quick ickity icks. Quick icks.
Don't try to join the jingle crew.
Well, hey. What? So I'm not allowed to join in now?
Well, mine was, I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now. Thank you very much. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just a quick ick for you. My partner and I are currently doing... I said partner really weird there.
Your
partner.
Partner and I. Okay, doing a bit of work on the ranch. Jesus. My
accent's all over the place.
Oh, God, yeah.
My partner and I are currently doing our budget for the month, and I just happened to notice that he puts the little lines through the zero to differentiate between the letter and the number.
Oh.
Never been drier.
That's what they wrote! No, I've never got on board with that.
I've never known it. I've never been.
How big are you doing your O's?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you writing block capitals?
Mm.
And what you, unless you're writing fucking reg plates down, you don't need to do that.
No.
Because the O, a big O, you go out to big O. Oh, it's with some letters. Oh, that's the word one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the word once.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, idiot.
All the time. Do you want another one? Because I've got loads.
Yeah.
Do you want another one? Hi, Chris and Rosie. Been laughing so much at the new ick feature. Feature.
It does have a jingle.
Oh, yeah. And thought I'd share mine. Please keep me anonymous. Several years ago, I had a very passionate fling with an older guy.
Woo!
I was 25. He was early 40s.
Oh, shit.
Ooh la la. We'd have amazing, crazy, hot sex for hours on end. Literally the best sex of my life.
Wow.
But as these things tend to, it fizzled out after a few months and we moved on and met other people.
Okay.
A few years later, we were both single again, and he got in touch to see if I fancied picking up where we left off. I was extremely excited at the prospect of reigniting that spark between us, so we arranged to meet, and I duly spent hours prepping and preening for a hot night ahead.
Ah.
Cut to us having a drink in a bar, and as predicted, the chemistry and flirting was off the charts, us both knowing we were in for an amazing night. After an hour into the evening, I looked over to him just as he pulled his sleeve up to check the time, and there, on his wrist, was a bright yellow Baby G watch.
I knew it! I fucking knew you were going to say a Baby G
watch.
Did you? I knew you were going to say that.
I've never felt repulsion like it in my life. The biggest ick ever. A 50-year-old man wearing a plastic yellow watch. I'm a vom. I'm ashamed to admit this, but I didn't know how to excuse myself and leave. So I still went home with him that night and we had sex. But the whole time I was picturing the stupid watch. He had a great time and was keen for us to see each other again soon, but I couldn't get over it. Needless to say, that was the last time I ever saw him.
Wow!
She's let a watch get in between. Wow! Hot, crazy sex.
Yeah, but I reckon he had it on and I reckon he was timing it during.
What do you mean? Timing
just,
what?
He's got a timer on it, so I reckon he was just like, okay, let's go. Beep!
Oh.
He's a little beautiful.
Do they still sell baby G watches?
Yeah. They're quite fashionable for the younger generation, but I think her point is that an older guy was wearing But I mean, I feel like she's overreacted there.
I don't know. Like,
but then again, it depends what he was wearing. When I see someone like at a wedding in a wedding suit and they just like lift up the sleeve and I see a fucking digital sports watch, I go, oh, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, clearly what's happened is the younger person has become of a similar age. Because weirdly, when you get over 35, I don't think it really matters what age somebody else is.
I know what you mean.
Does that make sense? So she was 25 and he was early 40s and she was like, oh, this older guy, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But now she's obviously, how old is she going to be? Like 35?
That's a few years
and he's
later,
50s.
Don't
I? Well, she said 50s.
I think so she said 50-year-old man wearing a watch. I feel like he's mid-40s and she's using that as a slam. I feel I feel like she's added like 6 years onto him there just because he's got a BBG watch on. Hey, do you know what, mate? If you're listening, you enjoy your BBG watch. She wasn't meant for you, this woman, right? I don't know why it's yellow. Don't wear a yellow one.
Well,
again, it depends what he's wearing. It depends when a watch is just but doesn't go with anything you're wearing.
All I'm saying is, right, she has had him in her mind's eye as the hot, sexy guy who I just have hot, crazy sex with. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
And then he's got this watch on and she's like, you weren't meant to do that.
Yeah.
Because we're not in a relationship. You're meant to just be lush.
Ah, right. Okay.
You
know
what I mean?
So she can't, right. Okay. So a fault.
I think that's what's
at
happened.
That stage, a fault can't be, it'll be a massive thing. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
So there you go.
Well, there you go. I think you're going to have hot, passionate sex, and you're not. You're just going to go at home and look at your little baby G. Hope it glows in the dark.
I never had a baby G watch, I don't think.
Quite expensive.
Well, that's exactly why. I probably had some sort of knockoff bloody piece of shite.
Swatch, I reckon you'd had a Swatch.
Swatch. It was like back
still,
in the day
still good watches.
When everybody had like Adidas and Reebok. I had Asics.
Yes.
You know, I was that kid.
And bless you.
But Asics are quite cool now, aren't they? Everything's had a little...
comes back round.
Everything's come back round. Do you know what? I'm looking at bucket hats for the holiday.
Bucket hats?
Yeah.
Bucket hats.
Do you remember when we were kids and everyone would wear like Kangol bucket hats?
Like Kevin and Perry Go Large?
Yes.
I'm going to have to put my foot down again.
No.
I am not walking around on holiday with you with a bucket hat. You have got the smallest head on earth. It'll look like you put the fucking recycling bin
on your head. Well, all I'm thinking is, I can tuck my hair into it and it'll protect us from the sun.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see this.
Well, no, I'm genuinely thinking, because I think now I don't want the sun to be on my face at all.
Yeah.
I'm putting factor 50 on because I don't want wrinkles. And I just think, why would I, you know, I don't care. I'll use fake tan. I want to protect my face.
I mean, why go on holiday? You might as well just stay at home and use fake tan.
No, but back in the day, I didn't put anything on my face when I worked abroad and it was all just sun damage and whatever. But now I want to look after it because I don't want to have to get Botox and all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought a bucket hat would, you know, they're in the shops at the minute, full coverage of my hair and it'll shadow over my face.
Yeah.
Instead of what the straw ones don't fit us.
Why not? And he has just a suggestion, right? Why not actual bucket, and I'll cut two eye holes in it for you, so that no one has to see me with you with all your hair tucked in a bucket hat.
Great,
like Kevin and Perry Go Large.
You know that we don't care what we look like on holiday. We're not these people.
But I've got to stand next to you though, and you're in a Kangol bucket hat.
Do you know I bought a swimming costume? Right. And I'm only going to be able to wear it in the villa because we're staying in a villa.
Right.
But it's like thonged.
Oh, it's one of them Love Island ones, bloody arse crack ones.
I didn't realise.
You've got two kids. What the hell do you think you're doing?
I didn't realise. I bought it and then it's too late to send it back and / I can't be arsed. So I'm keeping it
in
the villa.
Sorry, you're getting a Kangol bucket hat and you've got a bathing costume, which is just not... Oh, are you actually going on holiday or is this a work trip and you're going to be in a Dr. Dre video? What the fuck's going on?
One practical and the other one lazy.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's honestly quite bad. Why do they make them like that? It's not actually thonged. It's just not enough material on the arse.
That's the thing. Well, that's the thing that I say about them now. They're not actually thongs. Because if you're going full thong, you're going full thong. These, they just look like, they look like you've been sitting down and you forgot to pick your wedge out.
Yeah, just full arse out. Yeah. And I sometimes get weird little spots on my arse. And I always, do you know when we watch Love Island, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or any sort of programs that we're watching, Are You The One and all that shit on Netflix. When they've got the arses out, I always think, you're so lucky to not just have a random spot on your arse.
Well, I imagine if they had the random spot, they'd wear the proper one.
Well, God knows if they've got them with them.
I think if you're prone to arse spots,
you take full coverage.
You take your arse spot thing, yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes in the blazing heat, they might be walking around in a pair of jeans. You've got a thigh spot.
Yeah.
Got a knee spot. Yeah. Got a shin spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe we've had such a big discussion about it, if I'm honest with you.
It's off when I got folliculitis after the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just always keeps coming back.
Keep it light. Jesus.
I had to go to the doctors.
For a spotty bum. I remember I've got a big spotty bum. Can you help? Yes, madam. He has a cowgirl bucket hat.
And he has a thong costume to get some sunlight to your arse.
Doctor, why have you give us a Kangol bucket hat? This won't help me arse at all. Let's stop people looking. They'll be looking at your head going, what the fuck's you got that in her head for? She's a mother of two. No, trust me, love. No one is looking at your arse when you've got a Kevin and Perry Kangol bucket hat on. Everyone's thinking, the fuck's wrong with her? Babadoo, 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 ba. So we've just had a little babadoo ba, and I've just had to pause and export the files, guys, because you know we love you. We'll let you behind the curtains here. So earlier on this morning, Rosie said she was going to go on the Peloton for an hour later on, and I popped to the shops to get some stuff for dinner. And as I was driving back, I thought, I wonder what that hour's going to turn into. And Rosie just looked at me across the laptops there as I was exporting an audio file. Not that you need to know that, but you know, just to let you know where we are. And she just said, and I quote, "You know how I said I was going to go on the Peloton for an hour?" And I looked at her, and she just pulled a silly face. So I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to hear about it later. No fancy it?
Oh, God. I don't know what I was thinking.
I did think an hour was a bit steep.
Well, I was only going to walk.
Just do half an hour.
That's not enough.
Just do it a bit faster then. Do it shorter. Look, do whatever you want. I'm not bothered. But to be fair, if you're not on, it means I can just go on and get out of the way quicker. But if just you know, I'm not one of these people who goes and does 3-4 hours in the gym. Carl Hutchinson will go to the gym if you let him. He'll go for 4 hours, man. He's there all day.
Oh, God.
He comes out looking like a fucking Labrador who's been in the sea.
Oh,
all his clothes and
not.
Shoes soaking, shins sweating, weird places of his body. Now, like, looks like he's been drawn out like a rag.
Mm.
I just do really fast and intense to make myself feel like I'm going to die. Taste blood, 20 minutes, done.
Yeah.
That's it.
I hate getting sweaty in that.
Mm.
It's really upsetting, especially with these fucking extensions.
Oh, Jesus.
My hair takes so long to dry when you've washed it.
These extensions.
I can't wait to get them out.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling when I get them out, I'm going to really hate
it. Yeah, it's going to be horrible. You're going to go, I've got no hair. Miss me extensions. Don't it all seem to go? But you
don't
know
what you got till it's gone. Pay paradise. Put up a parking lot. Do.
Right, I'll do. Are we, man?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Loving the podcast. We're new listeners.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Sit yourself down. Shoes off. Shoes off. They've been outside.
Yeah. Mm. They've only discovered the podcast after seeing Chris's hilarious performance on Taskmaster.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Look at you bringing people here.
Come on.
Oh, my God. No way. Yeah. We're a bit behind, but after listening to episode 12, we had to reach out because we wanted to set the record straight about people who have sex 10 to 14 times a week.
Oh, God.
You said it was all lies, but I swear my husband and I are one of those couples.
You mean to show off, are you?
I'm in my 40s and we have an 11-year-old and a 1-year-old, and we still manage to average 13 to 14 times a week.
That's twice a day?
Yeah. That's so.
And they've got what?
11-year-old and a 1-year-old.
How's that? So the 11-year-old's doing your babysitting?
I mean, let's just listen to the rest of the email, Chris, right, okay. Before you're on the phone of the social services.
Oh, I don't know the names. Oh, 11-year-old. 11, we'll call them 11, like Stranger Things. Yeah. Oh, 11. Look after the bairn. Your dad's going to buck us again.
Oh, stop.
Twice today, mother.
Twice today.
Stop it. It might be a loving, lovely sex.
Good for you, man.
I know it's super weird to keep track of exact numbers, but we have an app that tracks everything for us.
Horrendous.
So not only can I tell you that we have had sex 13 times a week, but I can tell you that as of May 23rd, we've had sex... Do you want to guess how many times this year?
From May 23rd. Oh, May, so this year, from January the 1st to May 23rd.
No.
Yeah, as of May 23rd.
But I can tell you that as of May 23rd, we've had sex this year.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's made it even worse.
From January
to
May the 23rd. I don't know, 100 times?
271.
Jesus Christ! Wow! So
there's only 365 days in the year.
Yeah, but they're doing it twice a day by the sounds of it.
Oh my...
How does that app know? What is it? Are they inputting it?
This is... Yeah. So, 1st of Jan to today. Totals. Number of entries. 271.
Right.
And entries as in...
Penis, going in.
Vagina entries. Days since last entry, one day. Days since last orgasm, one day. Someone's fibbing. Protection used, 00. Longest streak, 271. Entries per day, 1.88. Entries per week, 13.17. Entries per month, 56.76.
Jesus. It doesn't mean entries like in out. This means a session. One session is
an
entry.
Well, I mean, it's a very similar term.
Right.
I'm taking it as
How can you have 1.8 entries a day? How's that possible?
No idea. Might be the length of time.
it means that the 13 over the week now and then sometimes it'll be 15, sometimes it'll be 13. So it's just under 2 a day averaging.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Right.
Wow.
Our best month ever was March this year. 71 times.
Fucking crikey.
And we're currently on a streak of 181 days, i.e. we haven't missed a single day in 181 days.
That's madness.
Like, there's part of us that's like, do you know what? Good for you.
Right.
But there's another part of us now thinks that they're just doing it.
For the app.
Just for the app.
It's just for the app. Just
they're
for
like,
the app.
We can't miss a day.
Listen, I started playing on Minecraft yesterday with Robin and I couldn't stop playing on it. I was like, once he showed us how to do Minecraft, I was like, this is dangerous. I'm going to get addicted to this. And they're addicted to
the
app.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I don't think it's a prize, but they probably think that they're winning.
Right, yeah.
At this.
See, when I did, it's a bit Peloton heavy this episode, but when I did 100 races, when I did 100 cycles on my Peloton, they sent us a t-shirt, the Peloton Century Club.
Mm.
Do you think these guys get...
I mean, you never know.
Do you think they get some memorabilia? Well, I don't know, a fucking little condom set.
Well, they don't need it.
They don't need it, apparently. All right, then, I don't know.
Nice little pillow. We're pretty thrilled with our sex life and proud to be getting it on so much at our age with two kids. Surely we can't be the only ones.
Don't know how you squeeze it in. No idea. What, you're both fucking retired? Jesus.
I love sex. I really do enjoy it. No, I do. Don't laugh. No. Can't be arsed.
Yeah.
I'm too tired. Like, every time we do, it's always wonderful. And you know, and we're very busy at the minute, but we do make a real effort. And I think it is important to make an effort. But sometimes...
Seen it on the podcast?
Is it? What?
No, go on then.
Oh, well, no, I just think sometimes...
Review.
No, what? Do you want to talk about it?
No, it's fine.
I'm not talking about it if you don't want to.
Go on, finish your point.
I think there's a lot of pressure put on it.
Mm.
But then there is couples, I know couples who have sex all the time. And it's just, that's their crack.
Yeah. Yeah, but these two are taking it away. These are fucking Olympic sport, these two.
They found an app. I didn't know there was a sex
app. What's the app called?
Hang on, I've just got a screenshot of the picture. One sec.
Can we guess at what the app's called first?
Oh, it doesn't have a name.
All right.
It's just stats. Then see.
Got you. Okay. I don't know what the app is.
Could be anything, really.
Right.
So it says total number of entries. This could be like a journal app.
Right. I don't know. But they
are. Anyway, a lot of sex.
Fair play at them, like.
A lot of sex. Good for them.
Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, hope you're both well.
Mm-hmm. But we are. We're all right. Well, I don't want to get into it now. We're okay.
We are all right.
No, we're
just quick, just really quickly.
Yeah?
We've had loads of interviews recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
This is another behind the curtain thing. We've had loads of interviews with like press and stuff about the TV show.
Taxi drivers.
And taxi drivers. Yeah. Everyone really wants it to be unhappy.
Oh, it's crazy,
don't
isn't it?
They?
Yeah, they're like,
They're like, oh, we work together all the time. Do you ever get any time alone?
Yeah.
All the time. Like,
we're just the same as everyone else. We spend most of our lives sitting next to each other, staring at phones, ignoring each other.
Yeah. And they always just want some sort of like hook or angle. Like,
yeah, what's going to happen? What happens if you get divorced? Was it going to, all right, man. Jesus.
It's very grim, isn't it?
I was talking to my mate this morning, actually, and I was talking about different interviews and stuff, and he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, well, if you split up, he was like, that's the Christmas present. That's all of that. That's the clickbait. That's the best. But if we split up, that's the best headline ever for them all. They'll be buzzing. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
should we open a paper or a website? Where you've got a bit, nah, I can't be asked.
Or make money off clicks.
You've got to just
clickbait ourselves.
Oh, click, and then you're like, ah, I don't know.
Like the man in the canoe.
Canoe man. Fake, we're divorced. Yes. Right, I'll go and buy a canoe.
I'm up for it.
I know, hold on. I don't think we'll need a canoe.
No one needs to die.
I'm not up for it then. Now, if there's no canoe involved, I'm not bothered. I'm not up for it. I was sold on the canoe idea. Yeah. Just the other stuff. I'm not bothered.
Hope you both well. I've listened to Smar from the beginning, but never emailed until now.
Oh, well, thank you for doing so.
I recently binge-listened every episode again, and the free-roaming pets discussion in a recent episode reminded me of possibly the strangest hamster-related thing that's ever happened to me, so I thought I'd share this with you.
Wonderful.
Love a hamster story.
Yeah.
I do, you know. I don't know why I'm drawn to these.
I love a hamster story. Oh, God, I just remember the panic when my hamster used to escape.
Well, did I not tell you about when we had a hamster, and it fell down the back of the dressing table, and I had a hold of its little foot. And then I had to let go because I couldn't keep a hold of it. It was squirming. And Kate literally made us cry so much because she was like, you've taken 2 years of that hamster's life.
And they live for
stress. I know. She was actually, if you're listening, Kate, you are right bitch that day. Yeah, yeah. She made me feel about this big, about that hamster.
Podcast. She did about a centimetre in between her fingers.
Yeah, well, she did. She made us feel a centimetre big.
Doing it again, yeah.
But she's telling me that I'd killed that hamster.
But you know, in her defence, you give her a spurious half a sentence information about an 80s film and she'll tell you what the film is.
She's good like that.
Yeah.
Back in the day when working as a primary school teacher, I had the responsibility of looking after the class pet over the summer holidays. Mm. And as you probably guessed, it was a hamster.
Yay.
Well, this hamster was a busy little thing. And one day it escaped its cage and had free run of the house for a few hours, eventually being found behind the fridge.
Yeah.
Not really being a fan of free-ranged hamsters or any pets, in fact, I popped the little hamster back in his cage and went about my business. Later in the evening, I noticed that the hamster was seeming quite lethargic, not really moving around or touching his food.
Oh, God.
He seemed depressed.
Right.
I reached in the cage to take him out and let him have a little play in his ball, and all of a sudden he sprung into action. It was as if he'd had an injection of life.
Right.
As back he went scurrying about and being an annoying little shit.
Right.
After a while, I put him back in his cage and again, he retreated into the corner and stood still, not really moving, looking depressed. I was baffled. Did he have something wrong with him? Was he trying to tell me something? Thinking he was on the verge of passing away, in brackets, and not wanting to tell the kids in the class about the dead hamster,
right,
I took him to the vet. Have a guess what the vet discovered. Should have been a mystery.
It's fine. Put it in the cage, and it gets out. It escapes. It gets out.
Buzzing.
It's chuffing about the place. Put it back in the cage. It's gutted.
Yeah, he's
get
depressed.
It out again.
Yeah.
It was behind the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Did it eat something? Poison? And it was taking a while to wear in? I don't know.
Do you want to hear?
Come on, then.
There, stored in the hamster's little fat cheek, was the back of a fridge magnet.
Oh my fucking God! Oh Jesus! So my thing that I was gonna say, right, which I thought was too weird, was is it not the hamster? Has she accidentally found another animal?
Shut up.
And put it in, and I don't know, the animal's freaking out because it's in a cage. So it's just in the hamster's mouth.
So he's eaten the magnetic bit.
Of a fridge magnet.
You know,
the little tiny magnet. Yeah, it looks like a little black.
He's eating it. So he's eating it while he's roaming around the kitchen and he'd stored it in his cheek. So the poor little thing wasn't depressed in his cage. He was magnetised to the side of it.
Oh, fuck. That's absolutely amazing.
He was stuck to the fence.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life. For fucking hell. Just there you go, back in your cage. Gong. Oh, you stand in the corner again.
You've not touched your dinner. I can't fucking move.
I can't move, you daft bitch. I can't fucking... Get us out. Get us out of here. Oh. Oh, my God. That's... That, hey, whoever sent that in. That is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't it?
You, but she says, poor little bastard.
No one ever believes this story, but I can assure you hand on heart that it's true.
Fucking fantastic.
Brilliant.
Oh, God. So it obviously just puts it back in the cage and it goes, oh, cheers, and it has a wonder. And then as soon as it goes on the other side, it goes, bonk. It must have thought, what the fuck's going on here? Can you imagine?
But then when it's out, it's like in its little cage, in its roller thing.
The curse has been lifted. Just looking at it all back in. Gong. That's one of the best things I've ever heard. Obviously, poor little thing.
Can we take a minute to this? You thought that there'd been another little hamster behind that fridge.
I don't know. Well, there was a look.
Poison was a good one.
Yeah, but there was a look on your face where I thought you got a bit excited and you thought, he's going to guess it. I would never fucking guess
it. I thought you were going to guess it. That's why I was like,
never fucking guess. What kind of fucking psycho would guess that?
That's brilliant.
Oh, man. I'm exhausted off laughing at that. I've gone all hot. Poor little hamster. And the hamster was okay, though, yeah?
Yeah, the hamster was fine. Wasn't depressed. Just
depressed.
Had a magnet in its cheek.
Fantastic.
Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is indeed. So a couple of little announcements, obviously. Please vote for us in the NTAs. That would be wonderful. We're up for the Bruce Forsyth Entertainment Award with a lot of other fantastic shows. It would be so nice to get shortlisted. Thank you in advance. And the tickets for the tour are on sale now. ShaggedMarriedAnnoyed.com. Get on there. And if you want to send anything to us, it's ShaggedMarriedAnnoyed@gmail.com. Oh, and if you want to come and see the TV show recorded for free, they're giving out tickets again for that. You've got to get there early when you get them, though. You get them where they're on an audience website.
Got it now, Chris.
Fuck knows where they are. Just Google it. Oh my God, there's so much admin involved.
SRO audiences.
Yeah, there we go.
Come see us.
Come and see it. It's free. Hey, bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.